This is the PropTech VC Podcast. We give you unique insights into how innovative technologies are disrupting real estate. We interview top entrepreneurs, investors, and knowledgeable experts to share the inside scoop in this fast-moving industry. It's hosted by leading PropTech VC, Zane Jaffer. Let's dive into today's content.
This way, we're just a number of nails necessarily. Do you think people misled investors, sort of created a lot of hype, took venture dollars, but just continued to do the same old, same old? Is there something there? Is there a there?
We could examine the different new innovative housing startups and their various solutions that they have. I just don't love them, and I see there's still a lot of problems there, and I think our model, if we're able to execute on it properly, is going to solve all these problems. And the most important thing we've done is we've dramatically simplified the way that the building's manufactured. We've picked all new building materials in something where we think this is going to, the production and the manufacturing is going to be so rapid that it's going to be a total game changer, because then we're going to be able to scale. We're going to be able to knock the cost down. We're going to be able to buy in bulk. And we're also kind of standardizing things too, which is another problem with factory construction. A lot of them are doing kind of custom work inside the warehouse versus doing a standardized product. So our solution is we manufacture standardized room modules, but then they can stack and connect in any way in the field. So then you get kind of like endless combinations, but in the factory, we're not stuck doing custom stuff, which is where you lose your efficiency. We're just in there doing repeatable manufacturing.
Right, because some people would say that no two houses are the same, everything's so unique, and you sort of don't buy that. You believe it should be standardized to the extremes.
Well, you definitely need custom buildings, you know, because there's all different use cases and everything like that. So we've created a method where we're going to get the best of both worlds. We're going to have standardized production, but we're also going to have custom buildings. So what we want to have is we want to get the bulk of the work done in the factory for the builder. We want to provide them with an architecturally neutral building block that they then stack, connect, dress up, make it look pretty, and then boom, that's a custom building. But you know, a lot of the stuff inside will be, you know, kind of the same. Like maybe we'll end up where we have five kitchen units, five bedroom units, five living room units, five bathroom units. And then through all those combinations, you know, you stack them, you connect them. You can also just kind of cut holes in the walls of our units because of the way they're made. So they're customizable in that fashion. But we don't need everything to be fully customizable. If you go out and buy a new car, you can customize it a little bit with options, but you can't say, I want the bumper to be 3 inches over to the right. You know, and that's the difference here, is we do have a level of custom building within our system, but just enough so we can still take advantage of that mass production.
Yeah, was it Ford who said you can have any car as long as it's black?